Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ride groove flip session in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle way, with that old school DNB Raga energy, where the top end isn't just decoration, it's part of the rhythm section. The whole idea is simple. Instead of leaving a ride loop stuck on repeat, we're going to make it move. We'll use macro controls to flip the ride between dry and wide, straight and swung, bright and dark, tucked back and upfront, sparse and busy. So by the end, you've got one performance-ready rec that can evolve through a whole arrangement without you having to rewrite the part every time the section changes. Now, before we touch any effects, start with the source. Load a ride sample or a short cymbal loop into Sampler or Sampler. And for the style, don't go for something too clean and polished. You actually want a bit of grit, a bit of wash, a bit of character. Think old vinyl pressure, sweaty dance floor top end. That slightly trashy ride texture that sits nicely over chopped brakes and dubby bass. If you're using Sampler, keep it tight. Attack at zero, decay somewhere around 250 to 500 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and release short. If it's a loop, you can use warp, but if it's a one-shot, leave warp off. Trim the start so the transient hits immediately. The main thing is to make it feel responsive. Then program a rhythm that actually interacts with the break. Don't just place the ride on some generic howl-style pulse. Try offbeats, little anticipations before the snare, and maybe an occasional doubled hit near the end of the bar. In Raga and Jungle, the ride should feel like it's answering something. It's almost like call and response with the vocal chops or the break pattern. This part matters more than people think. Get the rhythm right before you get fancy with the processing. A great groove with basic sound design will always beat a fancy rack on top of a dead pattern. Next, shape the feel with timing and velocity. Vary the velocity so it breathes. Your main hits can sit around 85 to 110, ghostier extras around 45 to 70, and accent hits leading into a transition can go a little hotter, up toward 115 or 127. That little dynamic range gives the part life. If your project already has a groove you like in the groove pool, you can borrow some of that swing and apply it to the ride. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to turn this into a loose jazz pattern. Just enough timing movement to glue it to the drums and make it feel human. A bit of swing and micro-tining tension is exactly what gives Jungle that rolling pressure. Now build the rack. Group the ride chain and add the core devices. EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. You can keep the instrument inside an instrument rack and process it after, or just build the chain as one rack. Either way, the goal is to expose a few macros that let you perform the groove in real time. Rename the macro something practical. Tone, edge, groove, width, bass, throw, dirt, level. Those names make it easier to think musically instead of getting lost in device details. Save the rack as something like Jungle Ride Flip Rack, because once you build one good version, you're going to want to reuse it. Let's map tone first. This is your biggest arrangement control, because ride brightness changes the perceived energy instantly. Map tone to the filter cutoff in auto filter or the Sampler filter. For darker intro states, keep it low, maybe around 2.5 to 4 kHz. For mid-groove sections, open it up to around 6 to 9 kHz. And for a lifted drop topper, you can push toward 10 to 14 kHz. If you're using a high-pass or band-pass filter for the intro, that can work really well too. It thins the ride out and makes it feel distant, which is perfect under vocal chops or atmospheric breaks. Then, when the build comes, you slowly open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. That open and close movement is classic DNB language. It tells the listener, something's changing. Now map edge to saturator drive. This is where the ride goes from polite to rude. A little drive, maybe 1 to 6 dB, adds body and makes it cut through on smaller speakers. Push it harder, maybe 6 to 10 dB, and it starts getting that aggressive jungle bite. Turn soft clip on so it stays controlled. Just be careful here. In this style, the 5 to 10 kHz zone can get painful fast. So if the ride starts turning into harsh fizz, back off the drive or tame it with EQ. The goal is presence, not ear fatigue. Next is groove, and here we'll use echo. Set echo to sync mode and try 1/16, 1/8, or dotted 1/8 depending on the feel you want. Keep feedback modest, maybe 10 to 35%, and dry/wet usually low, around 5 to 20%, unless you're doing a transition moment. Roll off the low end in the echo so it doesn't cloud the mix. This macro is great for old-school jungle-style call and response. Use it at the end of phrases, before fills, or on the last bar before a drop, a quick delay throw on the ride can feel like the groove is answering itself. That's a very ragga thing, very sound system thing. Now for width and space. Width can come from utility. In intro or breakdown sections, you might open it up to 130 or even 150%. In the drop, bring it back closer to center, maybe 80 to 110%, or even tighter if the mix is dense. Don't go crazy with width, because wide top end can disappear in mono or get facey in a club. Space comes from reverb. Keep it short and controlled. A little wetness, a short decay, just enough to give the ride a sense of room. In a breakdown, you can push it wider and wetter, but in a heavy drop, less is more. In fasted NB, space should be felt, not smeared. Then create throw. This one is your momentary transition button. Map echo wetness, feedback, maybe some reverb wetness, and even a small filter resonance bump if you want that dramatic lift. This is the macro you hit when you want the ride to bloom before snapping back. Think of it like a one-bar flourish at the end of a phrase, or a wash that covers a section change. This is a really important mindset point. Think in phrases, not just bars. In jungle and old school DNB, the ride moves best when it lines up with 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar musical sentences. A tiny change can feel huge when it lands at the end of a phrase. So use throw like punctuation. Dirt is another useful macro. You can map it to saturator drive or a second distortion stage if you want more raw texture. Maybe a tiny EQ tweak too, if the top gets too fizzy. This one is a bit more wild. It's great for special moments, but it's not always a safe live control if you push it too far. In performance terms, think of safe macros and wild macros. Tone and level are safe. Throw and extra dirt are more dangerous, so use them with intention. Level is simple but essential. Map utility gain so you can keep the ride parked correctly against the brake and pace. In dense DNB arrangements, the ride can get loud quickly, especially after saturation and delay. Having a macro for level means you can keep the mix under control without reaching for the track fear all the time. Now turn the rack into an arrangement tool. Duplicate your clip and make a few versions. One version darker and more distant for the intro. One brighter and more aggressive for the drop. One transitional version with more throw, more resonance, and a bit more width. That way you can treat the ride like a scene change rather than a loop that just repeats the same energy all the way through. A good structure might look like this. The first 8 bars are filtered and distant under atmosphere. The next 8 bars open up the tone and increase throw as you approach the drop. Once the drop lands, the ride gets tighter, brighter, and drier. Then later, for variation, you bring in a bit more groove and dirt. In the breakdown, you open the space and width again. That contrast is what makes the arrangement breathe. A few teacher notes here. Don't automate every macro all the time. That's a classic mistake. If everything is moving, nothing feels important. Pick one lead control per section. Maybe tone in the intro, groove or throw in the build, edge or dirt in the drop. That keeps the motion readable and musical. Also, always listen to the ride with the main break and bass, not just in solo. Solo can trick you. A ride that sounds exciting by itself may fight the snare or hats once the full rhythm section comes in. If that happens, reduce brightness, shift the timing slightly, or pull the level down before you reach for more high-end boost. For darker and heavier DNB, a couple of extra tricks really help. High-pass the ride gently, somewhere around 250 to 500 HC, so it doesn't carry unnecessary low grime. If you want more depth, resample a ride with echo or reverb and layer the tail very quietly underneath. That can give you a haunted, tape-worn movement without cluttering the mix. You can also use the ride to support the bass phrasing. When the bass line drops out for a moment, let the ride open up. When the bass returns, pull it back. That's a great way to make the top end feel like part of the arrangement, not just a metronome on top. And here's a really effective move. Make the flip happen before the drop, not only on the downbeat. Even a half-bar ramp into the drop can feel bigger than a sudden change on beat one. The listener feels the pressure building before the impact lands. If you want to push it further, you can create a dual-state rack with 2 ride layers. One layer can be short, tight, and dry. The other can be noisier, wider, and delayed. Then crossfade between them with 1 macro. That gives you a more dramatic flip, especially if you want the ride to feel like it transforms between sections. Another advanced trick is velocity-linked movement. If you map velocity to filter cutoff or saturator drive, harder hits naturally get brighter or dirtier. That makes the ride feel alive without lots of automation. And if you like looser jungle movement, add a few ghost notes or probabilistic hits of the pattern, has a little unpredictability. When you're happy with the groove, resample it. That's a classic finishing move in DNB. Print the best moment to audio, chop out the strongest one or two bars, and drop them into the arrangement. It locks the vibe, saves CPU, and gives you more freedom to build the rest of the track around that captured energy. So to recap, build the ride as a performance-ready groove tool, not a static loop. Use macros to move tone, edge, groove, space, throw, dirt, and level. Keep the ride in conversation with the break and bass. Think in phrases. Use contrast. And keep it regga. Keep it tough. Keep it musical. If you want to practice this fast, try a 15-minute challenge. Load a ride, make a two-bar pattern with a few velocity changes. Build a simple rack with EQ, saturator, auto-filter, echo and utility, map tone, edge, groove and level, then automate tone from dark to bright over 8 bars. Add one echo throw at the end of the phrase, duplicate the clip into intro and drop versions, check mono, and resample the best result.